Chapter 14. Pickles Charming. Oh! I jump in my spot. It's him! It's him! It's the prince! Ruff! Ruff! Pickles! I mean Pickles, I say. This is what happened in the story. Pickles rides by and sees Rapunzel. Oh, yay! Maybe he can cheer her up. Maybe her happy ending will be the original one after all. I thought you said he hears Rapunzel sing, Jonah asks. That is what's supposed to happen, I say, putting down Prince. But Rapunzel isn't singing. She's too sad to sing. She hasn't sung a word all day. So why did the prince stop? I step out from behind the tree. Hello there, I say to the prince. He's wearing a gold crown and has round, rosy cheeks, a button nose, and short, messy brown hair. He looks like he's about Rapunzel's age.
Hello, Pickles says. I heard someone singing. Was that you?
A light bulb turns on in my head. That was me and my brother. We were singing. That's why you stopped. You heard us. He nods, looking confused.
Yes, that's what I said.
That is so cool, Jonah exclaims and jumps out from behind the tree. The prince stares at Jonah.
You're blue.
Yes, I agree. He is. Prince darts out from behind the tree, too.
And so is your dog.
Yes, I say. They are both blue, and you're Pickles. He looks confused.
I'm what?
Pickles. Every time we say Prince, woof, woof, our dog barks. His name is Prince, too.
Ah, Pickles says. I get it. Okay, then.
Well, my real name is Prince Tristan, but you can call me Pickles if you'd like. Pickles jumps off his horse and bends down to pat Prince's back. Our prince wags his tail. Pickles is shorter than most of the other princes I've seen in fairy tales, but there's something very kind about him. We're so glad you're here, I tell him. We need... He sighs and massages his forehead. Diamonds, sapphires, rubies. I don't have any on me. I'm sorry. I just left the palace for a short ride on my lunch break. If you come by the palace and wait in line, I'll be happy to consider your request. I hand out lots and lots of gems. That's all I do, all day. He's about to climb back onto his horse. Don't go. I just need you to listen to something, I say.
You can tell me your whole story tomorrow. I have a lot of sapphires to give away.
No, you don't understand. We don't want any sapphires. He pulls on his horse's reins.
We have rubies, too.
We don't want any gems, Jonah yells. We just need you to listen to our friends sing. Come with us. You have to. I'm blue.
Pickles, I mean Prince Tristan, stops moving and stares at us.
Please come listen to Rapunzel sing, I say more calmly. She has a beautiful voice. She makes up her own songs and everything.
The prince reconsiders. You don't need rubies?
We don't, I promise.
All right, I'll listen. I love music. I actually play the flute, when I have time, that is. Interesting song you were singing before. It was very catchy.
Jonah claps and then belts out, I know a song that gets on everybody's... Don't, Jonah. We don't want to scare him away.
I turn back to the tower and call up to the window.
Rapunzel! Rapunzel, we need you to sing.
The shutters stay closed.
Rapunzel! I call again. Pickles is here. He wants to hear you sing. Come on, I know you can do it. You sang for the baby.
Silence.
Please sing, Rapunzel! Jonah yells.
Prince howls up at the window as if trying to plead with Rapunzel, too.
Silence. Do you want to come down instead? I yell. Pickles wants to meet you.
I think I better go, the prince says. Sorry, guys, but it doesn't look like anything is happening here, and I only take an hour off.
My brother and I look at each other helplessly.
Nice to meet you, the prince says. Good luck.
Wait, Jonah calls out. The prince stops.
Yes?
How come you only get an hour off? Aren't you the prince? Can't you leave the palace whenever you want?
I'm too busy during the day, the prince explains. There are so many poor people in the kingdom, and it's my responsibility to help them. It's the right thing to do, and it's my dad's dying wish.
I'm so sorry about your father, I say, but that's really nice of him to want to give away all those gems.
It is, and I enjoy helping people, but...
Prince Tristan's voice trails off.
But what? But I'm stuck inside all day. I hate being stuck inside. I like to ride my horse. I like to explore. I know I shouldn't complain. There are worse places to be stuck in all day than a palace made of jewels. But I'm stuck there, forever. And after my father dies, I'll have to be king because I'm the oldest. They even have my wife picked out for me. Her name is Grumpin. She was groomed to be queen. Isn't that the most unmusical name you've ever heard?
From the corner of my eye, I see a flash of jagged hair in the tower window. Is Rapunzel listening to this? I hope she's listening. Maybe she'll like what she hears and come down? Do you have your flute here? I ask Prince Tristan, getting an idea.
He nods. I like to practice in the woods.
Play us something, I suggest. Who knows, maybe we'll reverse the story. Rapunzel might hear his music and fall in love with him.
You sure? He asks.
Jonah and I nod enthusiastically. Prince barks. Pickles removes the flute from his bag and begins to play.
La, 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 la.
Hey, he's good. Really good.
The song he's playing sounds fun and upbeat. He plays for a few minutes and seems like he's winding down when a melodic voice from above suddenly joins in.
A beautiful day, a glittering sky, the sun full and bright, if only I could fly.
It's Rapunzel! She's singing with him! I glance up and see her peeking out the window singing along. The prince looks up and smiles and keeps playing his flute. They are playing together, and they sound pretty great. By the time they finish the song, Jonah and I are grinning.
You have a beautiful voice,
Prince Tristan calls up, squinting into the sunlight.
Thank you. You play the flute very well, Rapunzel replies bashfully.
The prince motions to us while still gazing up toward the window.
Are you the lady that the girl and Blue Boy wanted me to meet?
Yes, I squeal. That's her. Doesn't she have a wonderful voice? And she even makes her own musical instruments.
Wow, Prince Tristan says, blinking. Hi there. I can't really see you. Can you come down? Or can I come up? I would like to meet the lady who sings like an angel, writes her own songs, and makes her own instruments.
Woohoo! It worked! Rapunzel and the prince are going to fall in love, and this story will end happily after all.
Grumpin who?
No, Rapunzel suddenly says. She slams the shutters closed.
What? Why no?
Rapunzel, what's wrong? I ask. Pickles, Tristan, wants to come up and meet you.
He can't, she says.
Why not?
Because I'm too ugly for anyone to see.
I'm sure you're not ugly, the prince says.
I am, she insists.
At least my hair is. I used to be the girl with long, gorgeous hair, and now I'm just... nothing.
I can't believe she's still obsessing about her hair. At some point, she's going to have to let it go and get on with her life. I suddenly experience a pang of recognition. Isn't that what Jonah just said to me about the spelling bee? My face heats up as something clicks in my mind. Oh.
But Rapunzel, Prince Tristan says, I don't care what you look like. I love your voice and your words.
I'm sorry, Rapunzel says. I'm just not special enough for you. Even my parents didn't want me. They gave me up when I was a baby. You wouldn't want me either.
Her words squeeze my heart. She thinks she's unlovable.
What happened with your parents had nothing to do with you, I call up. You weren't even born when they gave you up, and you are special. If your parents didn't want you, they're fools, the prince calls up. I think you're amazing. Who are they, anyway?
I don't even know their names, Rapunzel responds from behind the closed shutters. All I know is that they live on Spellington Lane. I went by today to meet them, and my mom said she didn't have a daughter. She denied my existence.
Prince Tristan shakes his head.
Hold your horses. Your parents live on Spellington Lane? Next to Frau Gothel? I know your parents.
Rapunzel gasps.
How do you know my parents?
They came to see me. Your parents have been looking for you for years. They are searching the world for you as we speak. I don't know where they are, but I know they love you and are trying to find you.
The shutters fly open and Rapunzel looks down at us.
But then who are the people we saw at their house?
Your parents rented out their house, Prince Tristan explains.
Huh?
15 years ago, right after your parents made the deal with Frau Gothel, they begged her to reconsider. She said she would give you back if they gave her 200 rubies.
200 rubies? I exclaim. That's a lot of rubies. As I speak, I notice that there are light little threads crisscrossing over my sneaker. What is that? Oh, probably strands of Rapunzel's hair. I bet I'll be finding pieces of hair everywhere for the next few days.
That is a lot of rubies indeed, the prince goes on, while Rapunzel leans out the window, listening intently. They tried to earn the gems from villagers by cooking and cleaning. Meanwhile, they watched you grow, Rapunzel. They used to sit on their roof and watch you play in the garden or with the animals. 3 years ago, when my father decided to start giving away gems to whoever needed them, your parents were the first ones to come see me. They had already saved up 100 rubies and begged me to give them 100 more. Of course I did. I was only 13, and I felt so bad for them, and for you. But when your parents brought the rubies to Frau Gothel's house to make the trade, Frau told them you had run away.
Rapunzel's jaw drops.
Run away? I didn't! Frau locked me in this tower!
But your parents didn't know that, the prince explains. Frau Gothel probably moved you to the tower after they came to get you. They believed her, too. They felt so guilty. They decided to use the rubies to go travel and try to find you, to bring you home.
My ankle itches, Jonah complains.
Prince lets out a frantic-sounding bark.
Shh, I tell Jonah, you're ruining the moment.
Rapunzel gazes down at the prince, her cheeks flushed.
So, Frau Gothel lied to my parents?
Yes.
And now they're looking for me?
Yes.
So they don't hate me?
Of course they don't hate you. You're their daughter. They're trying to find you.
Rapunzel gasps. At first, I think it's from happiness, but then she yells,
Look out behind you! It's Nutmeg!
It's what? Asks the prince.
I spin around. It's Nutmeg the giant tarantula. He's the size of a bicycle and has what seems like a million long, very hairy legs. And he's inching toward us.